Remember that, as with most of the exercises we've developed for Six Act Conversations, they are not meant to be practiced once and then abandoned. You don't maintain dental hygiene by brushing your teeth for a whole hour once a month. Likewise, you don't derive benefits from acceptance and commitment training by practicing these exercises in a haphazard or occasional manner, but rather by making many small investments of time and attention. I would therefore ask you to commit to practicing one or more of the mindfulness exercises at least 4 times a week for a minimum of 6 weeks. If at the end of that time you're certain that you're deriving no benefit, then by all means quit, or try one of the other exercises for a similar amount of time until you find one that works for you. Remember, before you quit something worthwhile, you must first earn the right to quit. So constant practice is essential. Anything less is trying, and we will see in Chapter 6 how useless trying is. I asked at the end of the segment on walking if you could think of some other everyday activities you could apply mindfulness to. Did you think of any? Here are some more. Getting ready for bed, or when you're getting up from bed. When you're showering or bathing. When you're commuting or driving to work or school. Doing household tasks such as cooking, cleaning, or washing up. Or when you're spending time with loved ones, such as playing with your children or younger brothers and sisters, talking to your parents, visiting your boyfriend or girlfriend, or just chatting with friends. You can apply mindfulness to anything, and for that matter, everything that you do. Indeed, those who do mindfulness as a spiritual practice actually aim for 24/7 complete awareness. Our purpose is a little different, though. We are aiming for you to get used to being present to your experiences as opposed to avoiding your experiences, ignoring them, suppressing them, or pretending they're not happening. This applies to the physical experience components of eating, walking, and sitting, but also to the cognitive and emotional experience components of having thoughts, images, memories, and feelings. In the same way that walking mindfully lets you see walking fully as walking, experiencing your thoughts and emotions mindfully allows you to see them for what they really are, not for what they claim themselves to be. In the next session, Your Values and Direction, your ability to be mindful of experiences will be brought to bear on a couple of important questions. What is most important to you? And where are you going?